Proclamation number 5386 of 8th of May, 1952. Teaching ministry in end time. Difficulties. Your office of teaching in my name will not be easy in the time to come. You will not be believed. Everything spiritual will be dismissed as trivial. You will be ridiculed and taken for fools who advocate an unlikely cause. They will doubt what you proclaim to them of my working of the Spirit within you. People live without faith, and where they still claim to possess it, it is only idiom. They completely lack faith, and it will be difficult to revive it again, because people's thoughts are rarely spiritually directed, because they don't concern themselves with what still lies ahead of them, because they are only interested in earthly life and regard everyone as a silent enemy who draws their attention to their soul's life. You will have a difficult time. And yet you have to exercise your ministry to spread my gospel to the world. For people shall have knowledge so that they will recognize me when I reveal myself to them audibly. Your hints and indications must have preceded it so that it will not pass them by without making an impression. They must have knowledge of my will to fulfill the commandments of love. And if only they possess the knowledge of it, they will also recognize my voice when I express myself through the forces of nature. Your task will not be easy because it constantly requires you to speak on my behalf, to spread your knowledge, and because you will often not find an opportunity due to the rejecting attitude of fellow human beings who want to prevent you from mentioning your mission. Yet again and again I send people your way to whom you can communicate. Again and again I let unusual things happen which stimulate people's thinking so that they will willingly listen to you if you bring them my word. I myself will lead people to you whom you should instruct, and you will joyfully carry out your ministry, for which I will give you the strength for the sake of the souls you should save and who want to be saved by you. Only you yourselves must not become lukewarm and indifferent. You yourselves must be faithfully devoted to me and want to be active for me. Then the vineyard work will make you happy. You will carry it out eagerly and conscientiously and also be successful, for I want to bless you in your work and likewise those who listen to you. Amen.